Hey, this is Joshua Clark from Team Swazi Joom Joom, calling in from our camp at 14,000 feet, where we listen to nothing but Christian rock and country. We are acquiring the country of Swaziland. It is quite an amazing thing being up here. We see no other wildlife really but us, except for a couple birds. I saw a sparrow the first day. It lighted on me. A sign of life for me, but as Sean, our fearless guide, pointed out, a sign of death for it, and sure enough, I fell in a hole in the ground a little bit later. But us, the important thing is we are all in very good health, trading bad jokes, watching entire weather systems form below us. We got Mount Forakor and Mount Hunter, right, guys? Yeah, right out there, just... And all the curved earth splayed out, you know, around them, watching clouds roll over them like waves. Everything is extreme here, the heat and the cold, the unending beauty of the landscape, the grind of your footsteps, and with each, really, you do think about what you love most. And Tanya, I'll give a shout-out to you because you are it, and every step I think about how I love you more and more, and I hope you got that emergency email from them. If not, get the novel file from Amber. We are sitting here with a belly full of wonderful Mexican food, about 20 pounds to be exact, that I hauled up the mountain. And these guys, have been just amazing. Sean, Ted, and Zach, and their athleticism is only outdone by their seemingly boundless energy and ability to keep morale very, very high. And even now they're laughing, and they're really keeping us in great spirits and making this whole thing not only endurable but somewhat fun. And it's really, really been a great trip so far. And I feel like I'm on top of the world. We all do. And everyone's getting along really great and having a wonderful time. What do I do when I'm done over here?
Okay,
bye. Okay, all right. That's all.